Hello, everyone. This is Sue Broom. And though I am not Irish, I thought since it is tomorrow, I've already started seeing some posts about Happy St. Patrick's Day. I thought I would give you a little bit of a flair of the St. Patrick's Day green. So happy Friday. Yes, it is Friday, Friday, glorious Friday. I've always loved Fridays, as probably a lot of us have. For different reasons, for various reasons. Well, I hope you have been enjoying the tip of the day. And thank you so much for those that are sharing these out. I really do appreciate that. And today, I have an awesome tip. Now, it goes along with. So, a couple days ago on day five, we had don't should yourself, which many of us do. And I know I still do it. I catch myself more often than not, but I still do it. But it goes in the same vein of that. A few words that we can remove from our vocabulary are try, can't, don't. Those are the three biggies that come to mind. Try, can't, don't. And part of it is you think about how many times when you say, I'll try. Well, usually if you use that kind of language, typically, are you really gonna do it? Are you really gonna make that effort? And is it Yoda that says there is no try, just do? And so just think about catch yourself, or you can have a buddy that will help catch you. I know this can get annoying because there may be times when you want to slap them, but it is. Oh, that's another good word to get rid of is but. I'll save that one for another day. It is a good idea to have someone help you with this. Yes, you can catch yourself in oh so many. There may be others, other times that you think you're doing really well. Seeing the chimes keep going off. So it's like, okay. The chimes are a reminder, and I don't know how well you can hear the chimes. I did close the window and close the door today, so we don't hear any dump trucks. But so anyway, tip of the day. Get rid of the words don't, can't, and try. Don't, can't, and try. So skip those. Now, for the card of the day, the inspirational card. And remember, yesterday's was New Horizons. Yes, New Horizons, New Horizons, new things coming. Let's see what today is. When I was shuffling, nothing popped out. So I'm just gonna see what card. These are from Blue Butterfly Inspirations, and I'm going to put that in the comments. Oh, I thought I had there. Blue Butterfly Inspirations. And that is their .com, as well as they have a Facebook page. It's John and Tammy who created those Blue Butterfly Inspirations. That's the cards I am using. That's the cards I have been using. So check those out if you want any more information. They do have other cards out there too, but these are the deck. This is called the Feel Good Oracle for Daily Guidance. So let's see what our daily guidance is today. Is ooh, strength. It's time to be strong and take on the challenges you face. Look within. Find your inner strength to power through any obstacles that are in your way. And this is a number two. It's Roman numerals, so it's a number two. But strength. Time to be strong. And this is so interesting. Some of you may know this about me, some of you may not. But my mom passed away when I was 13. And so, in the years that have gone on since then, I'm a little older than 13, and I'm not in my 20s anymore, or my 30s, or my 40s. But her and I have been working together on something. And one of the things that she just told me this morning is how strong I am, and to trust what I have within me. So, I'll tell you this, it's, and there go the chimes. So look and see, does this speak to you from one of your angels, from one of your loved ones, from a friend that is just keeps telling you this, and maybe you don't believe it or you don't listen? Strength. It's time to be strong. Look within. That's the piece that really stands out for me. Strength, look within, because it is within. Other people can encourage you. It's still, it all comes from within. So there you go with that. Now, today also with the Facebook, the ladies Facebook challenge, the late, let's see, ladies go live 30 for this Facebook challenge, the going live challenge. Today is all about props. And, you know, I always have cards in my hand, so I always look at those as props. But I thought, you know what? I am going to go grab a crystal because crystals are always fun. So I grabbed this amethyst. Isn't that pretty? It's just a small geode. And I'll tell you what, it actually looks so much darker purple on the screen than it does in my hand. But it's beautiful. And you can even see some of the sparkling that's coming through with the window because I have the shutters still open. Amethyst is all about the higher vibrations. And it just feels so good. And actually, I'm just going to really hold it up so you can really see it. Breathe in the energy of the amethyst. Allow the amethyst energy to fill up your cells with love. There you go. Oh, and a little piece just, that's so funny. A little piece just chunked off. Yeah. So you know what you do with these is you put them in your pocket, carry them around. There you go, everyone. Have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you so much for adding your comments. And like I say, almost every day, I do my best to go back and thank those who have shared it and also add my comments below. So have a great day. Have a great Friday. And I will see you tomorrow, Saturday, for day nine's tip of the day and inspirational card. Have a great day. Angel blessings to you.